I started a new site. I started a site about the Second Amendment and political site from my natural health site, which is now the third largest natural health site in the world based on what statistics you look at. But what I tried to do was I tried to post on my natural health site stuff about the Second Amendment and civil liberties. And I said, hey, you know, there's really not that much of a difference. You know, we're getting attacked from all fronts. We need to band together. And I got viciously attacked from like 90% of the readers because sadly, they don't really understand it's all together. But slowly, people are doing a good job of showing these different organizations, these different demographics, that they're all fighting for the same thing. And I saw this, actually. I went to the March Against Monsanto. I was traveling. I'm in Austin right now. But I was in Philadelphia, and I brought a camera crew. And I was the only guy there filming, by the way. Everything else went down the memory hole that I did not capture, sadly. But across the street, Larry Pratt and a few others, Dan Bongino, the ex-Secret Service guy for Obama, they were having a pro-Second Amendment rally in Philadelphia across the street, literally 100 feet away. And it had been going on for much longer, since about 8 a.m. or 10 a.m., they told me. So there was only about 100 people there. But the March Against Monsanto, there were 1,500 people. And the March Against Monsanto people were screaming at the pro-Second Amendment rally people. The pro-Second Amendment people were saying, hey, it doesn't matter what's on your shopping cart, you know, and they were all, you know, kind of typical, like obese kind of guys. But then the March Against Monsanto people, which were all typical, what you would call progressive liberal people, were screaming, you're a redneck, you know, you're stupid, whatever. And I talked to them. I said, why are you yelling at them? You know, they're fighting for the same thing you are, basic rights, basic freedoms. And some of them started to say, well, actually, yeah, that kind of makes a lot of sense, because it's like they're trained to hate each other because the mainstream media says, oh, the conservatives don't like you, and oh, the liberals don't like you. I know it's fundamental for most of your audience, but this is a real example of what happens on a daily basis and why nothing can get done. In the video, I said this is why we can't have nice things, because it's true. I mean, the pro-Second Amendment people were screaming at the March Against Monsanto people. And also, interesting fact, the March Against Monsanto, which over 1,000 people marched down the most busy street in Philadelphia, not only was there no media coverage, but there was only two cops that led it, while the gun rally had eight officers who are heavily armed on bikes standing there staring at them. They had Department of Homeland Security. They had volunteer, I will say, military security. And then they also had different police, like I guess commissioners or something, plainclothes, upper level guys standing around, scoping it out, and some type of like checkpoint in the back. So they were more concerned about the 100 people with sidearms than they were about the 1,500 or so people marching down the streets saying, end Monsanto, down with Monsanto. Some people saying, kill Monsanto. So they were more concerned with the 100 gun ralliers than the march.